I really hope you didn't fall for that FOMC pump last night. I kind of told you that no matter what happens at FOMC, the markets are going to be reversed. And now you can see that Bitcoin's actually giving back the gains. We touched 87,480. We're back at 85,000. If you look at altcoins, also giving up their gains. Look at ETH, back at 1,980. Solana back at $130. The NASDAQ also gave back about 1% of its gains from yesterday. And that's because Trump is a man with a plan and he's going to carry on executing according to his plan. And that's why I said to you, I don't think it's a time to buy. And I'm going to reiterate today that it's not the time to buy. And I'm going to show you exactly why. We are also having Trump speaking today, making a major announcement at Digital Asset Summit. So I don't know what this major announcement is about. We can speculate here today. The announcement happens in about an hour at Digital Asset Summit, which is happening right now in New York. And we'll talk about what that announcement might actually be. So if you want to know why I'm not buying and if you want to know what Trump may be announcing, then I guess your best bet is just to stay tuned. That FOMC yesterday was it was a bit of a nothing burger, but with the, I mean, it actually wasn't a nothing burger. It's like a burger with a little bit of lettuce. That's it. Like, you can say like not a nothing burger, but a little bit of lettuce. We'll talk about that lettuce. Kimo says nothing burger. Niall says Ron is Jewish. Yeah, what gave it away, bro? Roald says Uncle Ron, let's fucking go. My boy Fefe, bro, you're watching the wrong show. Welcome, guys. For those of you who were at our FOMC viewing party, we had the second biggest FOMC party in the world. The biggest one was actually Meet Kevin, but I think we did a better FOMC party, and we had cooler people at our FOMC party. Anyway, today, a little bit of a post-mortem of what actually happened in that FOMC. Also, a little bit of speculation as to what Mr. Trump, President Trump, could actually be announcing today. So let's get into the alpha. What I need you guys to do, you know the drill. You subscribe. We're getting so close to that 1.16 million subscribers. We are 60 people away. By the end of the show, we'll be at one. No, we are 260 people away. By the end of the show, we'll be there. We got to be there. Anyway, you subscribe, obliterate the like button. I'm going to get straight into the alpha of the day. As I said to you yesterday, I did think that the FOMC was going to be a little bit of a nothing burger, barring one thing. So, and it worked out exactly that. We did get no interest rate move, which we knew. But we did get some clues from the Fed around the fact that the Fed is now starting to think that there's economic uncertainty, which is coming there. They didn't change their expectations in terms of interest rate reduction. So you can see, if you look at the old dot plot and you look at the new dot plot, pretty much the same. I mean, there was a marginal difference. You can't even pick it up with the naked eye. It was here. You can see like two more people went up there or something like that. So in general, the Fed is saying we're not expecting too many more interest rate cuts. I think there's one or two interest rate cuts on the horizon, depending how you actually do the scores. The Fed is, though, expecting the economy to actually slow down, which is quite weird. So if you look at what the Fed was actually expecting last night, they cut their GDP growth from 2.1 to 1.7, and they raised their unemployment forecast. So they're talking about more unemployment, less growth, and they are also increasing the inflation. That's not good. When you get inflation going up and you get jobs going up and you get growth going down, that's not so good. People are talking about stagflation, which is like, that's a big swear word. That's a big swear word. Someone says, yeah, Sheldon is long on a lot of positions. Your thoughts? I think he's crazy. But I mean, you know, Sheldon must be Sheldon. The main thing that we got out of the FOMC yesterday was exactly what I forecast before the FOMC. Remember, I came on and I said, look, there's one thing that they're going to do, and that's they're going to reduce QT, right? Remember, I said yesterday, I did a whole show and I said, they're going to reduce quantitative tightening. And the reason why they're going to do it is actually not because they believe that the economy requires it, but they worried about the US Treasury general account, which is starting to deplete itself. And at some point, it's going to have to refill itself, right? Right now, there's about $550, $600 billion in that account. There was $800 billion in the account. And then the Fed started to spend that money. And the reason why the Fed started to spend that money is because they can't borrow any more money because they've reached the US debt ceiling. And so now, what they're doing is they're spending the Treasury General account. But when they get to consensus about increasing the debt ceiling, what they're going to do is they're going to have to refill that account. And there's going to be a trillion dollar, $800 billion shortfall, and they're going to suck money out of the economy. That is a major, major, major risk for when that happens. So just so you know, like, imagine that the Fed is going to suck $1 trillion out of the market at some point. $1 trillion. No, it's not the Fed, but they're going to suck $1 trillion to fill up the Treasury is going to suck $1 trillion out of the market at some point when they reach the debt ceiling limit. So we got to pay attention to that in the future, but we'll worry about that much more in the future. And so what they did last night was they started to cut they cut the rate at which they're doing quantitative tightening from 25 to 5 billion. Okay, but the problem is that they still, the committee will maintain the monthly redemption cap on agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities at 35 billion. So they are cutting, as Dennis says, they are cutting from 25 to 5, which is a big cut. Problem is, there's still another 35 billion in mortgage-backed securities, which they're going to carry on cutting. So all they're doing is they're pausing, not even, Powell used the word pausing. He didn't say stopping. He said pausing. They're pausing this cutting, this quantitative tightening, just for a little bit so that they're forecasting that in probably August or September, $1 trillion is going to be taken out of the market and they don't want to choke the markets. And that's why they're doing it. And Powell's adamant around the word pausing. And so that's why I think that this whole pump yesterday is actually going to retrace. There's two reasons why this pump is going to retrace. Number one, the market is going to digest the word pausing, and they're going to digest the reason why it's happening. And they're going to realize that the tightening, the stopping of the QT is actually temporary at this stage, which is better than nothing, but still nothing to get excited about. And that's why the markets got excited and then started giving back all their gains. Not only the stock markets, but not only the crypto markets, but stock markets also, you can see down. We started yesterday at 19,775 on the NQ, and now we're at 19,801. So the market's starting to give back all the things. And I think ultimately it's what I said to you guys before. I'm the first person to tell you, buy the dip, let's be buying. But now I'm saying to you, don't buy. And the reason why I'm saying to you, don't buy is because Trump is a man with a plan, right? And the plan is he wants the Fed to be cutting interest rates. The Fed, he says, this was untruth. He said, the Fed would be much better off cutting rates as US tariff starts to transition their way into the economy. So you can kind of see what his plan is. He's saying, look, I'm going to put in tariffs so that you reduce your interest rates. And my best advice to you is to say that when I implement tariffs, you must cut interest rates. That's basically Trump's plan. He's working to that plan. So I think that right now, if you do buy, unless you're DCAing in, I think if you do start buying now, I think you're buying too early. I think you're going to get another leg down because this fight between Trump and the Fed ain't finished yet, guys. And the truth is, I know we want to get in. I know we want to buy the dip. I know we want markets to go up. But sometimes you just got to sit on your hands and you got to be patient. This is one of those times where I'm telling you, you know me, I'm the one who keeps telling you, buy, buy, buy. And I'm saying to you, just sit on your hands and be patient. You know why? Because I didn't understand what never bet against the Fed actually meant, right? Like, I got to be honest. When I came into crypto, I was here because of the technology. I was here because I really like crypto. And I wasn't here for like macro information, right? I didn't like base my Bitcoin thesis on the fact that there was quantitative tightening or quantitative easing. Didn't even know any. I mean, I studied and I did a degree in finance and I did a CFA. And so I really understand how economics work, but I never correlated back this closely to asset prices and specifically risk asset prices. And then, you know, when I messed up during COVID, and when I say when I messed up during COVID, I was bullish. I was bearish right through COVID. And the reason why I was bearish is I was like, you know, the world's never going to be the same. And I missed a lot of the COVID pump. Obviously, I had a lot of money. I had a lot of money invested, but I could have made a lot more money, right? And the reason why I said is you just got to follow what the Fed basically says. You know, if the Fed cuts, if the Fed tightens, this is what happens. This is here in November. This is when the Fed actually started tightening. And this is here is where the Fed actually started loosening. And right now, what the Fed is telling you, we're not doing anything. We're slightly pausing quantitative tightening, and we're not doing anything. If the Fed's telling you they're not doing anything, it means that you shouldn't be doing anything. That's the problem. And what I think is going to happen is to try and force their hand, Trump is going to push for one more leg down. And when Trump pushes for that one more leg down, if you're buying, I think you're going to get caught out. So that's why right now I'm not buying. And I know it doesn't make for the most entertaining YouTube, but I mean, you know, the truth is you got to tell people exactly what you're doing. So that is what I think is happening when it comes to the economy and to macro. And I think all these gains, I mean, I think we're just going to hover sideways, 80, 85, 81, 82, until we get one more leg down. That one more leg down is going to do all the damage. And then I think that Powell is going to actually respond. Anyway, let's go on to better things, other things. So we do have the Digital Asset Summit, which is happening in New York right now. I'm hearing amazing, amazing things, spoken to a lot of people that have been there. Apparently the who's who is there. It's been absolutely, absolutely amazing. And turns out that Trump is actually making an announcement in about an hour. He's always later, but in about an hour. I think it's a pre-record. Initially it came out and people were talking that there's scoop. I'm being told there's a big announcement and plans. The next steps in the crypto policy is coming imminently out of Blockworks DS. So what could this be? I mean, like, it's such a big, big, big event. What could this actually be? What could Trump possibly, why would Trump want to go and speak at Digital Asset Summit in New York? Unless he had something to speak about. And I've kind of racked my brain. What could Trump possibly be speaking about? And the only thing I can actually think of, maybe he's going to say that he's going to buy more Bitcoin. In other words, if they look at the executive order was just to keep Bitcoin, but maybe somehow they've come up with a plan or he's going to task them with finding a way to get to buy more Bitcoin. Otherwise, I really can't see anything that Trump would say at this point that would actually pump markets. I guess we'll find out in about an hour. I won't be live, but I think you can follow me on Twitter at CryptoManRun. As Kabisi says here, this would be the first major update since Maastricht when the National Crypto Reserve was established. Rumors that President Trump may be making a significant change to his strategy. I think it's a positive change because you don't go to a crypto conference to break bad news, right? Like, you don't like, hey, bros, I want to, at a crypto conference where we're all like into crypto, I want to announce to you that that's like going into a church and like talking about the devil or something like that. You can't do shit like that. Like, you, when you go to church, you got to talk about positive things, right? Same thing. When you go to a conference of crypto, you got to talk about, you got to read the room, bro. And that's exactly what I think Trump's going to do. So if you want to know what's going to happen, follow me on Twitter. I'll be there at CryptoManRun. Otherwise, I shall see you guys again tomorrow. Short and sweet. Why did you cut me out like that, bro? See you guys again tomorrow. Until then, don't trade, my friends.